Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Saw on Facebook yesterday that a friend of mine's mum was celebrating a birthday in the household.
I love this because this is such a classic boomer Facebook post.
Yep. And I was like, celebrating a birthday? I thought, from my memory, that the birthday she was talking about was her daughter, who is my friend. Mm-hmm. That's today. So I'm like, what is she talking about? She's got her own daughter's birthday wrong. How silly. Not celebrating her daughter's 32nd birthday, celebrating her bird's birthday.
How old?
This is what I want to talk about. How old do you think, like, a budgerigar,
right,
lorikeet, like a standard house caged bird?
I'm trying to think. We had a bird. I can't remember what the breed was. His name was Fred. Fred was with us for 8 years.
They were celebrating its 12th birthday.
12?
But I feel like I've heard stories where people have birds well into the 30s.
Really?
I feel like we had a bird growing up. We had two. We had Slim and Dusty.
Yeah, nice.
Dog knocked over the cage. Slim and Dusty flew away.
We had like a canary cage once.
Right.
But the cat got in. It was...
Oh, feathers.
Massacre, Tim. Massacre.
Do you reckon kids in cars listening right now need to hear that word? Like, we all pictured it.
Sorry.
We all pictured it. You drove them to the cinema, sat them down, gave them popcorn and said, this is what you need to see. This is what you need to know what happened.
I can't unsee it.
12 years old is, that's old.
That's an old bird.
Like, I feel like when you're buying fish, you go, all right, I'll have these for a couple of years tops.
How many of your fish are still alive?
I've got 8 fish.
I'm so proud of
you. 8 of 10. Well done. We're still in there with the majority rules in the fish tank at the moment. So, you know, I gave them a nice tank clean this morning, scrub-a-dub-dub, put them in a little another bowl so they could watch.
Gorgeous.
Something exciting for the day. I wanted to hit the phones on 522-322-955. How old's your bird?
Yep.
Hard-hitting questions on this show. How old is your bird? How old was your bird? I feel like we've spoken to someone who had a galah that was in their 30s. I feel like that's a vivid memory of mine. I feel like, or a cocky.
Right.
A cocky.
Hello, cocky.
Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good.
Well, I guess they're mimicking humans, so really.
Yeah. It's really come full circle.
Really an infinity there. 5223295. How old is your bird? Because I was surprised. I was like, 12 is, that's old for a bird. Like, that's getting to dog and cat level of age right there. I didn't put birds in that category.
No, me either. Abby from Gravedale, you went to primary school with someone who had a very old bird.
Yeah, so when I was in primary school, I was good friends with this girl who had two siblings who were a lot older than her. And her parents actually got her siblings the bird. But probably when we were between 8 and 10, I'd say, I went over there and her bird was at that time 28 years old. So I know that large birds and large parrots, especially in captivity, can actually last quite a bit longer than like just out in the wild birds.
In the wild birds.
And sorry, my partner's just told me now his great-grandmother's bird got to 35 years old. That was a galah.
There you go, Tim. There's probably the galah.
That is wild.
I've just Googled it, done any research that you didn't
I just wanted to hear from people.
The lifespan of a cockatoo is 40 to 60 years. 60 years.
I feel like that's a long time to be responsible of a pet.
Yes.
I've got a turtle at the moment and he's got about the same lifespan and he's only one. So I'm like, well, I'm in for a good 30, 40 years.
Oh, Abby, that's a commitment, mate. That's a commitment and a half.
To me, it overwhelms me.
Yeah.
It overwhelms me thinking of how much care and money you would have to spend on a bird. And yes, it has a funny voice and repeats after you and you can teach it fun swears.
It becomes part of the family.
But that is wild. 30.
It's the same as having a kid.
I disagree.
Tim Cock.
Kids last longer for us.
Smaller birds last
18 years, but that's a lie.
Yeah, that is a lie.
Smaller birds last a little bit shorter lifespan.
Okay,
so bigger
the bird, bigger the lifespan.
You don't want to commit to a cockatoo. Cockatiel is about 10 to 15 years.
Okay, Tony from Cry is also giving us a call. Tony, do you want to get in on this? Have you got an old bird?
Yeah, kind of, guys. I just wanted to point out, I'm a little bit disappointed that Tommy didn't ring in about his pet magpie that he had on the radio show earlier, because I reckon that one would be getting up in age as well.
Okay.
Pet magpie.
Magpie missed this completely. Yeah. There, Tommy. What are you talking about?
Loggy's wonderful impersonation. Came across as realistic over the radio.
Fair enough, Danny.
Now that's an old bird.
That is an old bird. I had a feeling that might happen.
Yeah.
I put trust into the people.
Your mistake.
And the people spat me in the face. Okay. Well, that is. There's some old birds.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about Loggy.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, do you ever look at your partner and go, I've never seen this man or woman do one specific thing?
I mean, depends on the mood I'm in. Like, sometimes I think my brain will be like, you never take the bins out. But in reality, my wife takes the bins out all the time.
Last night, I said to my husband, we've been together, it was coming up to 7 years this year, been married for a year. And I said to him, I don't think I've ever seen you run.
This is a pretty common one.
Like,
if you meet someone in their adult life.
Yeah.
Huge chance.
I've never seen that man just like run, like all out sprint.
Yep.
I've seen him lightly jog.
Okay.
You know, at the gym.
Oh, yeah. Everyone lightly jogs. Maybe you're like, you're running late to cross the lights.
Yeah.
Like
and he's very like, he's a bit of a gentle giant. So like, even when he's running, he's just kind of like pottering by, you know?
I've never seen your husband run.
Right?
So.
And so we were sitting on the couch and I was like, I've never seen you run. He was like,
I've
never seen you run. And I said, no, I beg to differ. You've come watch me play mixed indoor netball.
Well, I've seen you play mixed indoor netball because I was on your team. Are you running,
Jess? I mean, I've run more than he has.
Okay, yeah.
And so I said to him, I was like, get up right now. I need to see the run.
Oh,
I was like,
right.
We've been married.
In the house.
We've been married for a year. And I've been with this man for many more than that. I can't have not seen him run. That's weird. Strange.
It's like you've never seen him nude.
Yeah. I've seen him nude plenty of times.
All right.
Not to brag.
So you made him run in the house?
He got up. Yeah, he got up and he
walked. Well, he's not running as fast as he can in the house.
Well, that's the thing. He was like, I was like, just run to the kitchen, right? So like our lounge room's like probably like 3-4 meters.
This is the shortest little space.
I just wanted a little sprint. And so he gave me like a light jog and I was like, I've seen that. I've seen that run. I want you to go full out. Like you're going to run into the door.
Yeah. You got to break. Yeah, the house is on fire. We've got to knock down the door to get out. Give me all you got.
I still haven't seen it. I feel weird. It feels strange.
I think you're not giving him a fair playing field. Like to ask someone to go full pelt in the house, that is red flags
all
over the place.
No, that's so true. Maybe tomorrow morning.
You live in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Get him out there and run from one side of the sack to the other. Well, and then if you're still not impressed, Rippleside Park, you know, there's plenty of flat ground. Even give him the hill. So start at the top of the hill.
We do have a park at the end of our street. I should have thought of that. I wanted to see it immediately, you know? Like, it was like all of a sudden, it's all I wanted in my life. I just wanted to see this man run.
Mm.
I don't think he's run in years.
Well, if you don't need to run, do you really need to run?
When was the last time you ran?
Oh, like I've played, like I've gone in and out of social sports. And like you've seen me play mixed netball on Wednesday nights.
Not a lot of running.
No, mate, I only play centre because it's got the least amount of rules. Like just don't go in that semicircle. Don't go in that semicircle.
Yeah.
I'll get full tilt in mixed netball. Footy, yeah, my wife's seen me play footy again, but I'm my full pace is still not fast. So like they've seen me run as fast as I can.
So it's not like an all-out sprint.
Well, no, I've tried. Like, if there was a 100, if like we were doing it on the scale of 0 to 100%, I've absolutely run 100% in front of you, my wife. It doesn't have to be fast, but I'm trying.
Have you seen your wife run?
I don't think I've seen her. I've seen her run faster, but not her fastest.
We need to get your wife, my husband, down to Riverside Park.
You can't unsee that.
And I just want them to full out run.
You can't unsee it.
We'll make them race.
Imagine after all this time, like. I've been with my wife. We're coming up on 9 years since we started seeing each other. You're coming up on 7 years with your husband. And we both watch them sprint as hard as they can. And both of us go,
oh, yeah, it could give me the ick. I didn't think of that.
I've got a kid. I've got a kid with her.
That's a big commitment.
That's a big commitment. Imagine I lose all respect for his mum.
Yeah.
After all this time. It's not worth it.
I still kind of want to see it.
I want it. You can run too. I'd love to see all three of you run because I want to know who's fastest.
I won't be running. This girl doesn't
run. Get your partner out in the driveway. Get him in a sprint. Lose a bit of respect for him. good night. I don't know what else to say.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Gonna tell you, to me, it's wild, okay? This might be normal. I'm not a city person. So the only time I ever go up to Melbourne, it's for the big three. It's for footy.
Yep.
For the zoo.
Yeah.
And the casino.
What about your family?
They don't live in Melbourne. Well, I go through Melbourne. I never stop. So this is the whole thing. I rarely stop in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Unless I'm paying for parking at a football stadium, at the casino, or at
How
the
often
zoo.
Are you at the casino?
Never. This is the thing. Like that's the. I was like,
my big three.
I said the big three, and I was like, crap.
What else is in Melbourne?
I maxed out at two. So yeah. That's my kind of understanding. We have some friends that live in different suburbs, but normally if you're trying to find a park and you look at a mate's place, they'll go, here's my permit or here's where you can get a park. My wife, she caught up with one of her best mates in the city yesterday for their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yep, I'll just, like, we're going to the NGV. There's that thing on at the moment. I've seen the billboards when you come over the bridge here in Geelong.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that looks great. Don't know what it
is. I've heard great things.
But, yeah, so she went into the city. She met somewhere. Now, this location might be important to people that know the city.
Yep.
So she was like, I met my friend on Collins Street.
Okay. Collins Street's pretty big.
Okay.
That's like saying, I met my friend on Moorabool Street.
But most likely we would assume it'd be bottom end, right?
Right. But there's multiple.
Yeah, okay. All right. I know. So they met, I believe, on Collins Street.
Okay.
And she was driving around looking for a park.
Oh, good luck.
And just went, oh, I'll go into one of the, like, you know, the Blue Peas. I'll go in there. Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit, and it's going to... But that's like, we're running late, need to get a park, whatever.
Yeah.
She got the park, and then... But so again, I don't know this. I'm just retelling the story that she told me. Yeah. I get a text message, and it just said, I am so sorry.
How much was the park?
I was like, is everything okay? I didn't know that there was a car park at this
point. Okay.
I just get it. I am so sorry. And I was like, is everything okay? And she's like, car parking was so expensive. I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, $35.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's not ideal.
Daily rate, $35.
Daily rate, $35, whatever. Like, you're out there catching up with your mate for their birthday. That's fine. Like, everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't respond to it. We just moved on with
the
conversation.
She's sitting there anxiety ridden. You're just like, whatever.
And so I get home last night and we're all having dinner. Mm-hmm. And my wife's like, yeah, I'm so sorry about the parking. And I was like, babe, it's fine. Like, it's one day. Like, $35 in the city is fine. And she goes, it wasn't $35.
How much was it?
How much do you think it was?
Double? Was it 70?
$80.
How long were they there?
Under 4 hours.
Oh, my God. Where?
I don't see. This is the thing.
Did the valet roll out the red carpet for them? Well, what
when
is that?
When she said $80, I was like, did someone drive the car away in a van? Did someone give you a replacement car for while your car was stored there? Did it come with caviar when you picked the car back up? She said no. She started labeling a whole bunch of different shops that it was around to kind of say, this is why I think it was expensive.
Was it the fancy end of Collins Street?
Yeah, but then she was saying a whole bunch of names that I was on the 80.
Can you remember any of them? What was your wife listing?
Louis Vuitton.
Nice.
Potentially.
Yep. Yeah.
There. And she just said, because she was panicking, she just picked a general parking place.
Oh, God.
And you know how when you hear something from, whether it's a friend, someone you work with, or a partner, you try and keep a straight face.
Yeah.
Jaw to the ground.
Yeah.
I was like, you did what?
Is this why you bought 2 minute noodles for lunch today?
Yeah. No, that's part of the reason. Yeah. Yes. But I didn't know parking could be that expensive. Unless you're parking at an airport. I feel like it should be $40 maximum. No matter where you park, flat rate, $40 for whatever it is.
Melbourne will gouge you like that.
Oh, I felt gouged.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Never going to the city again. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.